So I'll be going more in depth into the cash flow quadrant, a few more distinctions on it. In 1973 and 1974, when I came back from Vietnam, it was at that point I really needed to make a distinction or make a decision as to which way I was going to go. Obviously, my poor dad, the school teacher, like I said, he kept barracking for job security, job security, job security. Even though he had no job, he was still saying job security. And I guess what else happened to him was when he lost his job, he took his retirement money and he bought one of these cannot lose franchises, and he lost everything. And that put him in even worse shape, because all of the money he had saved and set aside, he put it into one business venture. And it wasn't that the franchise was bad, it was just that he and his other partners really had no business sense. And they bought a location that was cheap because they wanted to save money. And this location, it was an ice cream stand. And it was, the reason it was cheap was because nobody went there. So they, you know, they thought they were being smart by being cheap. They put this franchise up there, and I went by it, and I almost had a heart attack going, what the heck are you guys doing? You know, what are you thinking? I said, well, you know, it's a good product. It's a good brand. People will come and look for it. I said, I don't think so. You know, ice cream is basically an impulse item. You, when you walk by, you might buy it. I don't know if you drive out of your way to get one. So that's why he lost everything. And I think that probably did affect a lot of his influence on staying on the left side, which is job security or professional security. Whereas on the right side, it's about financial freedom. And I think that was some of the distinctions or the thought patterns that were going through my head. And what I had to do is form my reality is, which should I want? Do I want job security or professional security, or do I want financial freedom? If you look at the left side of the quadrant, the E and the S side versus the B and the I side, one of the problems with the E and the S side for most people, it's you working for money. And that's why I say is that it's kind of finite, because you only have so many hours in the day. There's only so much you can do. You do your job today, it's over with. You come back and you got to do it again tomorrow. Then you do it again tomorrow. And if you want to get ahead, you know, some people work two jobs, three jobs, but there's no leverage in that because it's still a ratio of 1 to 1. In other words, if you get, it's you working for X amount of dollars. That's the ratio in that thing. The beauty about the right side of the quadrant, the B and the I side, it's other people working for you if you have the skills. We talked about leadership skills or management skills. So that's called other people's time. Also, it's other people's money. Because you're building a system, i.e., instead of building a small hamburger stand, you go out and you say, I'm going to build a McDonald's. It's very easy, but it's much easier to raise investor money for that. If an idea is big, investors like it. If you're small, or you promise that you'll work hard, investors don't like it. And that's one of the, you know, the bad parts about the E and the S side, is hard to find investors. So it's other people's time, other people's money, or your money that's working on the B and the I side. And that's leverage. That's you being able to do more and more with less and less. So my rich dad said to me, once you learn how to build a business, I went up and down several times in the process. He said that once you learn that, then what you'll be able to do is build more and more businesses. So today I own about 7 different businesses run by different people. But that leverages me out to go build another business. It gives me the most valuable resource of all, which is time. So in my experience, when that gentleman said to me, well, businesses fail 9 out of 10 times, that one time was worth it. Because that one time, learning to be successful that one time, gave me ultimate freedom. Where the other side of it, his point of view, was security was more important. And that's what keeps him on the E and the S side. The other big difference, the tax laws are written for B's and I's. In other words, when I hear somebody complaining about, oh, the tax laws are unfair, it's most often either an employee, a small business owner, or self-employed. The tax laws are written in favor of people who build businesses because they provide jobs. And so the government wants people who start companies that provide a lot of jobs, so they give them tax incentives. The same with investing. The government wants to incentivize you to put your money into projects that the government doesn't want to do themselves, i.e. housing. So one of the reasons real estate is such a good investment is the government needs people with money to either build or provide the financing for housing. So they give you some of the best tax breaks. In fact, real estate as an investment has far better tax breaks than stocks or mutual funds. It's staggering how much you can leverage just on tax breaks due to real estate. So not only does a bank lend you money on real estate, the government will give you tax breaks to invest in real estate that you don't get with stocks and bonds. One example is this. I talked about my rich dad teaching me about investing, playing Monopoly, Four Greenhouses, Red Hotel. It's not that he thought that real estate was a better investment, but he knew that the government gave you better tax breaks for it, gave you better incentives, plus the bank loans you money. It has nothing to do with, do I like stocks or do I like real estate? It's which is the better deal. That's like if you went to buy a car, it's who's going to give you the better deal? Well, the government gives you a better deal, just as the bank gives you a better deal on real estate. Going back to Monopoly, the Four Green Houses, to the Red Hotel, if those green houses were stock certificates and you sold them, you would be charged capital gains tax on it. And so the government takes some of its money. But because it's real estate, what the government allows you to do is sell your green houses tax deferred, almost tax free if you know the law, and enroll all of those capital gains into the Red Hotel. And so when somebody says to me, you know, you can't make much money on real estate, it's because they simply do not understand banking law, accounting law, and tax law.